This is Vern Casper. Party Line was put on the air to give voice to problem solving in our community. The Party
Line Team. AM 1570, 96.9, and Boone 102.7 FM. WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi. Talking local.
This is Party Line on WILO, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
It's got to be here somewhere. There we go. Welcome to the WILO and Boone 1027 Party Line. It is presented today on a Friday, TGIF, by our friends at TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded, just like you. Marshan's Window Tinting in Antioch, they stick it where the sun shines. Vierk's Fine Jewelry in Lafayette. Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, Susan is there. Now, for just less than 2 weeks. So the 31st, she retires officially. So visit her, say hi, get in there while you can, and say hello and all of that until the 31st. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big deals. Save money now and 24/7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com. And we've got a big deal to talk about here in just a moment. Freckles Graphics, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, Clinton, Carroll, and Boone County Daily News.com. Your free local online newspapers. You can also watch Party Line at HoosierlandTV.com. That's presented by 51 West Event Center, the Farmers Bank, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County.
Day and Ginda Funeral Home.
Oh, hold on. Try that again. Wait for him.
Day and Ginda Funeral Home.
There we go. Reinhart Realtors, TC Trailers, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Shoop's Country Foods, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Freckles Graphics, Arborwood by Shoop's, and Welty Custom Exteriors. You heard that friendly voice, and that is Pat Day from Day and Ginda Funeral Home, and we'll talk to Pat here in just a minute. They've had a really big announcement yesterday, and so we're kind of having a small business spotlight on a Friday today, which is kind of cool. So I want to talk about big deals really quickly here, though. And that is that there are some really great savings. All you have to do is go to WeLoveBigDeals.com, or you can go to Clinton, Carroll, or Boone County Daily News.com. And if you just click the tab, it will take you there as well. And today through Sunday, you can get these things at a huge discount. And it is while supplies last, because there's a note on here from Liz that says that some of these supplies are limited. It includes Popcorn Cafe in Kokomo, $5 certificates for just $2. Parkey Smokehouse in Lebanon, $10 certificates for just $5. And Core Community Center in Frankfort, a $672 family membership for just $200. I will tell you.
It's like giving the farm away. Right?
That's giving the farm away, isn't it? You're right.
That's a heck of a deal.
We sold several of the Core Community Centers yesterday. So if that might be something you're interested in, you definitely want to check with Liz this afternoon, beginning at noon. Unless MJ comes in, she can help you as well, but she doesn't get in until like 10. But either way, that was the hot item yesterday. Yeah. So if you're looking for a great deal, that one, that's a lot of money you're saving.
It's like, man, yeah, that's like a, what's the percentage? That's almost 60% off.
That's, it's like very that. Good,
man,
yeah.
Fantastic deal.
That is a fantastic deal. So we have some things in the community to talk about a little bit later here. I know that you guys had just talked about them when you were hanging out here with Matt this morning.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I was so awesome this morning because I was getting ready and I was listening to Matt. And I graduated high school from 1988, and his countdown this morning, the top five songs of 1988, it was like reliving the past. It was awesome.
Well, in the 80s, there's a lot of people that believe that the 80s is where they wrote the real music.
Kind of true.
You know, there's some older stuff out there I might argue with.
But once you
start, and we have this argument in our house all the time that like the kids will be listening to stuff on the radio when we're traveling. I'm going, you guys realize that's not the original, right? And they're going, yeah, it is. And so I play a song that says, it sounds just like, I'm going, yeah, it is. Since they stole it. And so, yeah.
They got permission
well,
to use it.
I disagree. I think they just got lazy. That's what I think. So, but.
Don't you wonder about that, though? Because now, think of all the movies that are coming out now that are just redone movies from our childhood and past. And can we not think of anything new now?
Well, it's like, not that I've not seen the new one, so I'm going on just, but it's like, Dirty Dancing. Well, not Dirty Dancing. Footloose. Footloose. It's like, why would you remake? What do you?
Yeah.
No, it was fine. It was great. It stood the test of time. Don't remake it.
Yeah, it's like Back to the Future and some of those. You just can't. You can't redo.
Well, I've heard. I've heard Goonies. I hope they're making a sequel and not remaking the original Goonies. I've heard that's on the table right now. I'm just like, don't destroy my childhood. Please.
See, I'm kind of with you on that, Carl. Are you familiar with any of those movies or?
No.
I knew it. Doggone it.
We'll have a movie night at my house. Just bring the popcorn. We'll get you up to date.
Hey, dude, I've been over for game night. You do want to come, okay? It was a lot of fun. Game night was hardcore.
We enjoy it. It is, yes. We're competitive and we play fiercely.
We do. And some of the games we play, well, maybe we shouldn't talk about that. Yeah. 659-3338. If you have a question this morning or want to bring something up, we'd love to hear from you. But Pat is here for a reason. Again, Pat Day and Ginda Funeral Home is in studio with us this morning. We're doing a little bit of a small business spotlight because you had a pretty exciting thing happen. Yesterday, you made quite the announcement.
Yeah, it's been something that's been in the work for several months. Back late spring, we had the opportunity. We reached out to about a family that was looking to, that owned a funeral home in Logansport, that was looking to not get away from the business, but just find the opportunity to have time to get away and spend family time and have some family vacations and things like that, because they're a completely family ran business and they haven't had a chance for the better part of a decade or so to really take a family vacation. And so Gundrum Funeral Home reached out to us and talked with us about the opportunity of establishing a partnership and eventual change of ownership. And so what has happened is we are partnering with Gundrum Funeral Home as far as the funeral home goes and helping them with their operations. But they are still running the day-to-day operations and doing their things up there as we work on the transition over the next handful of years. But they offered us the ability to purchase the crematory. And so we now have a human crematory and a pet crematory that is ours, that we now have the opportunity to offer our families the chance for their loved one to stay in our process the entire cremation journey. And which is not what we had before. We had to rely on other funeral homes with a crematory to do the cremation process for us. And so now we have that ability now where literally your loved one never leaves our care. Our staff takes care of you from start to finish. And we're so excited for that because we've all heard the things in the news. Yeah. We've all heard the horror stories from other places, you know, Georgia, Oregon, Alabama, and just the stories, even in the southern part of the state, within the last couple of years down in Jeffersonville, there was a horror story of things. And so we're excited to be able to love on people and to love their loved ones and just take care of them from start to finish, knowing that we hope people understand we're good, upstanding people and that we our word is truth. And so everything we say we're going to do. And now we can literally do that from start to finish.
Do you see a switch of folks from, you know, when I was growing up, I don't remember very many people getting cremated. Most everyone was just buried. And over time, it does seem like more people would like to be cremated. Have you seen a turnover there where people are more leaning towards cremation?
It's cremation. The percentage of people being cremated is definitely escalating and has continued to escalate. A lot of it is because of just preference. A lot of it is there's some cost involved with it as well. Cemetery costs contribute a lot to funeral expenses. And when you take that cost out, the cost of funerals is significantly less. And so that plays a part in it. But what we are seeing a lot more cremation. But the other thing that we are seeing with it is probably about 10, maybe 15 years ago, a lot of people were going what we'd call, we'll say it this way, a lot of people, their families were having their first cremations. And the perception was that you just cremated, there was no services, cremation was it, that's what it was. Now people are understanding, no, we can celebrate your loved one, we can honor their life, we can have a service, we can have what, I wish we had different terms sometimes in our profession,
right, sure.
But we can have a traditional service with the open casket viewing and all the things that we do with people that go to the cemetery, but instead of going to the cemetery, we go to the crematory. And so it's one of those things where we can still have the visitation time. You can still say goodbye to your loved one in person, have that ability for the community to come and support you and your family, and then the cremation would take place afterwards. So, but cremation has definitely increased. There's a lot of, I mean, I could spend a whole hour just talking about cremation and my thought. I'm not against cremation. It's definitely not my choice of disposition, but there's a lot of things that I've, misconceptions I think that people have about our profession and what we do and how things are handled, that that they go down certain roads with that.
Yeah, no, I have to tell you, I'm flipped now. I am the cremation gal. I will. I'm one of those, they're not making any more land. They don't need me to take up space.
Well,
and so I feel like you can just spread my ashes somewhere, and that's okay with me.
Well, I will say, as far as the land goes, they've done the math or the scientific process or however you want to say it, and if everybody died in the United States tomorrow, and there was a handful of people to take care of the deceased, we could bury everybody in the state of Delaware.
Really?
And so, yeah, that's no. Delaware probably wouldn't have any more room to do anything else after we're done with it. But
it's Delaware. What do they do there?
So we talk. You talk about land and how much those things take up. But no, it's interesting because I've even had the cremation conversation with my parents, and they're seriously discussing that as well. And that's okay. But I told my parents, look, I said, that's fine. Whatever you'd like to do, we're going to honor your wishes. But as far as me and my brothers, we believe that visitation is important, and the chance to say goodbye and hear stories of, from people that we know, but maybe we haven't heard stories about, my dad being a teacher for the better part of 40 years. I hear things all the time when people come in about things that he did as a teacher that scare me, crack me up, and, all the things. But, just hearing those stories and knowing what your loved ones meant to other people is important.
Do you see a difference in age groups of folks that prefer one or the other?
Not as much. Used to, like I said, probably about 10, 15 years ago, there was definitely an age difference. But now, because of what's been portrayed in the media and in society and the things you hear and to talk about loss of land and things like that, a lot of people, just cremation is a preference. I could tell you a whole bunch of things that make me feel the way I feel about certain things, and some of them are kind of weird things, like we don't know what happens when you die, and spiritually I think a lot of us think our soul leaves the body and things like that, but I don't know if you feel things or not after you die, and I don't know that I don't know that I want to feel fire if that's it. So it's like, I know that's weird.
Doesn't it depend on where you're going, direction?
Well, that's true. Yeah, I definitely don't want to speed
kind
that
of fire, huh?
I don't want to speed that process up if that's where I'm going. So it's, but no, it's, it's very interesting. Everybody's got their thoughts and their ideas. But no, it's, yeah. And people, death has always been a kind of a taboo, still is very much a taboo conversation.
I do think
a lot of people
don't want to talk about it, but it's inevitable.
Oh yeah. It's part of the life circle. And I've yet to find anyone that's treated death. And so we all have to deal with it at some point or another.
Pat Day with Day and Ginda Funeral Home is our guest this morning. You're listening to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7. And I want to talk about the pet cremation because it's so funny. Years and years ago, pets were just pets, we'll say.
Yeah.
And now we as a society spend billions of dollars a year on our pets. Now, for me, that's the way I want it. I want to live in a society where we take care of our children, we take care of our animals. Mm-hmm. For me, that's the society. I want to live in that bubble. I want it to be unicorns and roses everywhere. But I know that's not the reality. But we have certainly changed our tune on pets. When I was a kid, I remember going out with my family and we dug a hole and we would bury the family dog. Now, though, I think the last three of my deceased dogs have been cremated and I spread their ashes. And now mm-hmm. you offer that as well. And I think that we need to talk about that.
Yeah, it's one of those things that
I noticed you didn't bring Norm today.
No, Norm had,
we
Norm
don't
had
like
a
to
long,
talk about this.
Norm had a long day yesterday. It was we had multiple services yesterday and he just he got home last night and he was laying on the ground in what I would say is the most uncomfortable position. And he just wouldn't move. He was zonked.
Right.
And so we gave him the morning off this morning, so let him recover. But no, it's pets are one of those things where they are a part of the family. They, I mean, you have people that Well, I mean, how many times do you go to Walmart now and you see pets at Walmart? Mm-hmm. They're service animals, they're therapy animals, or when you go to somebody's house, they have multiple pets and people out walking their animals, and everybody, you go to social media and their animals are a focal point of their pages and their posts. And so animals are family now. And I don't know they were always treated that way. And, you know, we get attached to them. You hear all the time, like the 4-H kids, they're working on a project and that project becomes family.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's one of those things where so I think for the longest time we did what you were talking about. Pets were pets. And when they passed, we just acted like it didn't matter. But what we started to understand is that, no, there's a loss there too.
Oh,
and it hurts. I mean, I remember I had a dog Ranger that he got out one day and got hit by a car, and he had just terrible stuff going on inside, and we had to put him down. And that dog was greeting. It's like you wake up in the morning and he's not there. He's not greeting you with his wagging tail. He's not jumping on your lap when you're watching TV and snuggling with you, and you miss those things. And so what we offer is we just offer the chance to say goodbye. We offer the chance to honor your furry family member with dignity and celebration as well. And so we've got some different things. And, you know, to me, I've got Ranger's ashes in my nightstand. And so he's still there with me. And when I open the nightstand drawer and I see his ashes there, it brings back great memories and things. And so it's one of those things that, it's just as important because they're just as much of a family as our other people are. And in this day and age, we all know that the family dynamic has very much changed. And so sometimes the pets are what really brings us some peace and comfort. And knowing that we're taking care of them and honoring them brings a lot of peace.
Pat Day with Day and Ginda Funeral Home is our guest on Party Line this morning. And it's funny, you know, a friend of mine passed recently. And so I was lucky enough to get his dog. And his dog went with him everywhere. He had it in his contract with his new employment that he was able to bring his dog every day with him. And when I got his dog, I watched him a lot when he was a puppy as his dad was going and doing things. We puppy sat a lot. But he was used to going and doing. And so when we brought him to the house, he had played with our dog Annie for a lot and they played and played. But after a few weeks, I started to notice that he was a little bit starting to, and I'm like, does he just miss his dad? And then it dawned on me, he was used to going everywhere with Scott. And so I thought, oh my gosh, he wants to go to work. So I try and bring him a couple of days to work here with me. Okay, I'm getting to a point here.
Yeah, they're fine.
And so I try and bring him like on Tuesdays or Thursdays or whatever day. And it's funny that when I bring him here, how many people are like, oh, who's the dog? And so we were sitting here the other day, and it was when Melissa was, she's off this week, but when she was still here, people who tell me they're nervous to go on the air sometimes, just having him here, and they don't even realize they're petting him, they're just sitting here petting him, and they're like, well, that wasn't so bad. And I wonder if they realized that they sat there and petted the dog the entire time. And you have Norm, and I want to talk about why you have Norm, because it goes along with the same thing, that comfort that the pets bring us and what that brings to the funeral home business.
Oh, yeah. Well, studies show that if you pet a dog for even just 2 minutes, you reduce your stress level reduces by 25%. And a lot of people associate the funeral home as a place of stress because you're dealing with loss, you're dealing with hurt, you're dealing with heartache, grief, you're mourning. Even though the funeral dynamic has now become more of a celebration of life, the underlying reason you're there is still hurt. And I will say a little thing. I hope people understand that the reason they hurt is because they were loved.
Yes.
And so you're dealing with the loss of love is what really we are doing with funerals. And so the hurt there is because there was a greatness there with love. And so us having our grief, our therapy dog, Norm, there, what happens is that Norm actually will come in and I'll have him there during the arrangement process, and then he'll be there during visitations. We don't normally have him there during services just because a lot of times there's it's just a lot going on in that short amount of time. But he will come to you, and he will wag his tail, and he will greet you, and he will love on you, and then you're welcome to love him back. And he, just feeling that love sometimes from an animal, it's sometimes from a, I don't know. We as people sometimes, sometimes when we love on each other, it's going, why are you violating my bubble? Why are we touching shoulders and arms? It's like, but when a dog does it or a pet does, you're like going, oh, this is wonderful. And so having him there and being able to have that de-stressing, it really does bring comfort. You know, most people, you know, Bill Murray always had the phrase that, if a dog doesn't trust somebody, I'm not sure I trust that person is kind of what it's like. But so it's one of those things that we trust animals. We believe in animals, and especially when they're loving. And Norm has the ability to put his head on your lap and just let you love on him there. He's got a trick called snuggle where he'll put his paws across your lap and you can hug on him. And he lets you do it. And he just wags his tail and he'll give you a little bit of kisses here and there. And so, but it just brings this perception of peace and comfort. And how many times do you go to a family's place and you see their family pet, and it brings comfort just doing that? And so it's the same type thing. As we have our family pet. We share him with the community. He belongs to the community. He's there for everybody. But he just brings that love and peace a lot of times.
He does. Pat Day again with Day and Ginda Funeral Home is our guest this morning. And I want to talk about you and Tasha. And I wonder, thank goodness you guys have known each other quite some time and she knows your industry, because you guys are on the go a lot. When you told her that you were interested in maybe partnering with the Gunderman over in Logansport, was she like, oh, Pat, not another venture? Or was she like right there with you?
She was right there with me, actually. She lived in the Winnemac, Logansport area for a while. And so it's kind of a small homecoming, because she's already connected with some people that she had lost touch with for a while, and she's rekindling some friendships and things like that. But it's one of those things where she's a great support. She completely understands what this profession takes, and she jumps in wholeheartedly with me when she's available. I mean, she's got a job that she does on her side, but when she's available to help out, she's glad to do so. But I think she believes in what we do, and the loving and caring of people, and how we do it. She just thinks it's important. And so she jumped on wholeheartedly with us and loved being back with some people that she's seen. And who knows, at some point she may, when we get to a different part of the world financially and in life and all those things, she may make a switch over and join this side completely, and we do this as a power couple. That's what we're going to say. But it's just people that just want to love people and take care of people. But no, it's I think the big thing for her was that it made sense. This family, the Gundrum family, the Smith family, they believe in a lot of the things we do. They do things very similar to how we do it. They care for people very genuinely. And it's about the love and the care, and not about the funeral service is important, but we believe that all is an extension of how we love and care for people. And so it just seemed to fit with who we are and what we do here as Day and Ginda Funeral Home. And the Gundrum side just was like, okay, yeah, let's take a handful of years and let's transition. And we've got our young ladies that are they're working on getting their funeral director's licenses. And there's a couple things going on up there with their staff in Logansport. You're like, oh, it just feels like if we do this right, it's going to make sense. And so when the Gundrum and Smith family, when they retire, hopefully everything's in place, and it just goes very smoothly, and no one will feel a change in anything. People will continue to be loved and honored and celebrated the way they should be.
And I feel like you guys do a really good job of trying to extend that in our community as well. You know, it's so funny that one day this summer I was doing like 3 live broadcasts in one day. And it was so funny. I get to one and then Pat and Tasha show up, and I got to the next one and Pat and Tasha show up, and at all 3,
yeah,
it seems like we just kind of showed up. But, I know how important, not just our local community, but the happenings in our community mean a lot to you as well.
Well, I remember growing up, I remember growing up, there was always something to do. And growing up, you just show up. You participate, you do, and you be a part of it. And as we've grown up and we've matured and we've aged, and you start to see that things disappear. And then we start asking, why don't we do this anymore? And you find out either one, no one picked up the reins to do it, or two, no one showed up to support it. That's really sad, because there were some really cool things. Mm-hmm. I know we all have those memories of things that are going, man, I wish they were still doing that. And so what you learn growing up is that the community is only as strong as we support it to be, or we step in and do. And so we believe that we want our communities to be great. We want our communities to thrive. We want there to be memories for our kids, our grandkids, and all. We want those things to be there. And so we believe that if we aren't putting something on or being a part of it, we're at least going to try and support it. And so, yeah, we don't sit down much at our house. I mean, we normally come home and we'll turn on the TV, and we may get an episode of something in, but we normally crash because we just go all the time. But that, we love doing that. We love being out and seeing people. We love supporting the different things, you know, whether it be a dinner out at the Crossing, fundraiser type thing, whether it be the Raices Festival, whether it be something we're putting on like Grandma's Cook-Off, or just, you know, the lights out at the park and going and doing those things. Man, we just love going out and doing it. So, yeah, we want people to know that we believe not only in what they're with their families and loving their families, but it's a bigger thing for our community. And just being a part, being out there and being engaged and showing people, hey, we support you guys too. And if you choose to give us a call when you need us, we'd love to take care of you. We'd love to support you. But, man, we want to support everybody around us as well. And, I mean, that's part of why we do the morning show. We mm-hmm. want everybody to know what's going on in the community. We want people to know. It's like, look, it's hard to find information nowadays. There's so many. You don't have just the newspaper like you used to. Now you've got to go here and here. And you guys do a great job with Clinton County Daily News, the community events, and trying to promote things. So we're just trying to do our part to just say, hey, get out there and support. Get out there and go to the bike ride tomorrow night. Go out and support the library. And there's wonderful things. Get out and do it. So, yeah. So we love doing that. And we always hope to have fun while we're doing it. So, I mean, that's the other thing, is like, don't be bored. Go enjoy life.
That's one of the things I like about you, is because when Todd first came to us with the idea that Day and Ginda would like to sponsor the morning show, I'm like, ooh, how's that going to work out, right? And then I got to know you. I'm like, oh, now I get it.
Well, he nixed my idea of having like the Tales from the Crypt music as our theme song, but that's all right. That's all right. We've adjusted. It's okay.
Oh, dear. Yeah, what's that mean for my funeral? What are you doing over there?
Well, you know,
hey, Carl, I'm going to lean on you here. I'm going to need you to have my back, buddy. Don't let him play anything but AC/DC in my funeral, all right?
It is.
Jeez.
Well, and I think that's what's always good, is that we love having fun, and we enjoy, you know, our personality is we're going to have fun. We're going to enjoy life. You know, Tasha and I laugh probably way more than we legally should, but we laugh. We love life. We enjoy it. But we also know that when it's time to celebrate and love people, it's time to celebrate and love people. Mm-hmm. So, but life, you find out in this profession, especially, life is short. You never know when your time's going to come. And so just, man, make the best of it. Love it. Laugh hard, play hard, work hard.
Work hard and play hard.
Yeah. But just love hard and take care of people and support each other. And there's enough chaos in this world. I mean, every time you turn on the news, you're like going, oh, turn it right back off. So yeah. Enjoy it the best you can.
Well, congratulations on your new acquisition and your new partnership with them. Again, tell everybody again what happened yesterday.
Yeah, we formally announced a partnership with Gundrum Funeral Home and supporting their funeral home up there and their family, so they can have time away and are working toward their retirement. But the big thing for us is we now have ownership of a human crematory and a pet crematory. So your loved one, I know a lot of people were always concerned about that and talked about that they're worried about, well, what happens when they leave our care. They don't leave our care anymore. They're with us from start to finish. We take care of them the entire process. We're going to love them just like they're our own, and give them the care they deserve. And we don't have to ask anyone else to help us out now. It is all in our hands.
That's huge. Yeah, I think that's huge. Congratulations. Yeah,
thank you. We're just trying to find ways to, we've got some other things we're working on, but, you know, one step at a time. But we're always looking forward to caring for people, loving people, and serving people the best we can. And so anything we can do that's going to improve that for people, the people of Clinton, Carroll, Cass County, and Boone County people, you're welcome to call us too. I know we don't have anyone down in Boone County, but we're genuinely, we care. We want to take care of people the best.
If somebody needs to get a hold of you for pets or for humans,
Yeah, they can call our office at 765-659-3356, or if they want to email us and get some information, office@dayandgenda.com. Yeah, call us, email us.
You know, real quickly here, I know that that was supposed to be our ending point, but then that just brought me up to a question about pre-planning.
Sure.
Do you find that a lot of people are still wanting to do pre-planning? I mean, I have to be honest with you. My grandparents had done all of their pre-planning, and how much easier that just made it for everybody. And my dad had done before he passed. All we really had to do was kind of just show up, and everything was pre-done. But do people our age and younger think about that?
They do when a lot of times they do when they get introduced to it. And what I mean by that is they don't think about it till they have to deal with a loss. And then when they see the loss, either one of two things happens. They're working with a pre-need, a pre-arranged funeral, and they're thinking, man, this is so simple. I need to do this for my family. Or two, they go through the other thing where they have to go through the entire decision-making process while they're grieving. And they're thinking, man, I wish we would have done this, so this just would have been easier or simpler or not as taxing. So a lot of people are working on it, and Rita does an amazing job for us with our pre-need, and we're always glad to sit down. And I always tell people, even if you don't want to prepay, just put something down that at least gives your family an idea of what your wishes are. And things can always change. But, you know, like my parents, they talked about, well, maybe we just want to be cremated. I said, well, that's okay, but we're going to have the celebration. We're going to have the visitation.
Right.
So at least you've got a blueprint to go off. A lot of times if we get all the information for your biographical, for the obituary, for the death certificate, I tell people we're going to play a little quiz show sometimes, and I'm going to ask you a lot of questions about your loved one. And if you know the answers, great. If not, we're going to need you to find the answers for us. But it's one of those things where your mother's or grandmother's maiden name, I don't remember. I don't know. It's like, because you're just not thinking clearly.
Absolutely.
And so if we already have that information, we go over the obituary, you review it, you make sure all the information is correct. And then we say, okay, when do you want to do things? How do you want to celebrate? How do you want to honor your loved one? And so it's just that opportunity to take some stress off the table. And we encourage it. It always, people that do it are glad they did it. You don't, like I said, you don't have to prepay if you don't want to, but if you just come in, at least get the biographical and the informational part done, it just makes things a lot easier.
It does. Pat Day with Day and Ginda Funeral Home, thank you so much for being our guest this morning. Congratulations.
Thank you for having us. Appreciate it. And we look forward to seeing people around for Halloween. We're going to be out at the Trunk or Treat at Wesley Manor next week, and also at the Core Community Halloween. And Norm's got a costume. I've got a costume that goes with Norm. And we're all kind of, well, let's just say that I don't think we'll have the mystery machine, but the rest of us may be in character.
If you guys
can figure that out, you know we are. So, but yeah, we're excited.
That.
Love seeing you guys. And if anybody, like I said, anybody has any questions or concerns or wants to know things, feel free to give us a call. But thank you guys for all you do. We love the support you guys give us and the relationship we have. You guys are great and amazing, and continue supporting the community like you guys do, because it's important for everybody to know what's going on.
Well, thank you very much. We appreciate it. And we invite you, of course, to listen to the Day and Ginda Morning Show with Matt, weekday mornings. And so you can listen to Pat. Sometimes he was on this morning as well. So you're listening to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7. We'll be back.